6, which we'll talk about in a couple weeks. And in other places, we've seen Yehovah is going to gather Israel and others to Israel. And, you know, we'll all be one in Yehovah. There will be no distinction. Those who join themselves to Yehovah will be part of God's people. Mm-hmm. But here we're seeing about the Gentiles will actually have a different status. They're going to be, you know, servants of Israel. What on earth is this talking about? Isaiah 61, 5 to 6. And I know this is next week, so I'm sorry. No, I got to bring it.
Next week.
Strangers shall stand in pasture. So we don't have to talk about it next week. Strangers shall stand in pasture your flocks.
Go ahead.
Aliens shall be your plowmen and vine trimmers, while you shall be called priests of Yehovah and termed servants of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of nations and revel in the riches. And what is going on here? And there's some other verses for homework. Isaiah 45, 14, 49, 23. I think we talked about 49, 23. We have this strange image that it's not that everybody is the same and equal. There is Israel and there's those Gentiles, those nations serving Israel. I'm going to bring one more verse, which isn't from the Tanakh. It's from Revelation 3:9. It says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet," which is clearly referring to this passage in Isaiah, "and to know that I have loved thee." So I have a question for people. First of all, how did Jews understand, obviously not Revelation 3:9, but how did Jews understand these different passages? So I'll give one explanation from the Jewish sources. For example, there's a rabbi named the Malbim, and he says, he explains that the Gentiles who join Israel during the exile, they'll be 100% part of Israel. They'll inherit land. They'll be no different than the rest of Israel. The Gentiles who join after the Messiah comes will be subservient to Israel. Now, I don't know if that's correct. This is one explanation of trying to understand what is going on here, even in Revelation, but certainly in the Tanakh. Revelation seems to me to be referencing back to this passage in Isaiah. And as we'll read on, it seems like it's really echoing verse 14 of this section. So what is Revelation talking about, though? Because that's over in your book. It's speaking, and I wonder, I'm thinking here out loud, this is me, you know, and I've said in the past, look, this is my drosh. This is me stepping out of the, stepping off the reservation. I could be wrong. Pray about it. Work it out for yourself. I'm wondering if what Revelation isn't speaking about those who advocate replacement theology. They say they're the new Israel. And they're the people who say the prophecies of Isaiah, they apply to them. But really, they are the synagogue of Satan, in the words of Revelation 3:9. So instead of being Israel and the Gentile who joined themselves to Israel, they claim to have replaced Israel with a new Torah. And maybe, just maybe, this is me off the reservation, maybe that's what Isaiah is talking about too. Meaning these are people who instead of joining themselves to, because that's the image that we had in Isaiah 14:2, those who join themselves to the house of Israel, to Jacob, but then there's these other people, and maybe these are the replacement people who end up as subservient to Israel. I don't know. Just, that's me off the reservation. I better shut up now.